So, settling into the posture, we're going to be doing the stupa. What you were visualising in terms of cushions of the wrong colour earlier on. We're going to be imagining those, or using those images to connect with the six elements. So I suggest you have your eyes closed and experience whatever you experience with your eyes closed, whether it's been too hot next to the radiator or been too cold somewhere else. It's being still slightly sleepy or nicely refreshed. And none of my suggestion will fit your case, so just experience what you experience. And notice the quality of this experience, whatever it is, as being constantly changing. There is nothing in this experience that is permanent. That is not changing. And that's how it's always been. So now, just imagining that in every direction, up, down, left, right, front, back, is just completely open, beautiful blue sky. Just like a beautiful summer's day, transparent and open. And this blue sky in this meditation represents the element of consciousness, awareness. Just relax into that. It doesn't matter what happens in your mind, what thoughts come and go, it will have that quality of consciousness. So just relax. To the endless blue sky. Perfectly natural. Open and boundless. Without an edge, without a centre. However, now, in the middle of this blue sky, we see a bright and beautiful golden yellow cube shape, or just a square shape. And this square shape is an image or a representation of the element Earth. All the qualities of Earth that we experience in our body and in the world are represented by this square cube shape. So just relax and hang out with the cube in the sky. To visualize it, it appears somehow in your mind, maybe a bit like a dream. Maybe you could imagine that it's there even though you can't see it. You can imagine that it's there. Above the yellow cube, whether that's a big yellow cube or a little yellow cube, we see, we experience in some mysterious way a white sphere or a disc. Like the moon, like the full moon. And this sphere or disc, it's pure white, stands for, or symbolizes the element of water. It's like a big drop of water. It could even be transparent colour, just like water. Just positioned above the yellow square. And just somehow hold that image in your mind and let it affect you. then, in the midst of the blue sky, above the white water elements, appears in some way a very bright red triangle or cone shape, symbolizing the element fire. It's really, really red. Just allow that into your awareness somehow, and let yourself be affected by the symbolic fire element. Blazing like a flame in the midst of the sky. Above appears in the sky a beautiful, delicate green dish shape or crescent, like the crescent moon. Subtle green, and this symbolic form represents the element of air. Wind. So get the colour especially. If you can't get the shape, just get the colour. And just enjoy that and see what it does. See how it affects it. above the dish of air appears in the sky, a rainbow-coloured drop representing the element of space. Many coloured, it has that kind of shimmering look. Maybe a bit like opal or mother of pearl. It's the element of space, right there at the top of the stupa. So we have this multicoloured drop space above the delicate green dish of air, above the bright red cone of fire, above the pure white globe of water, above the yellow cube of air, and now the bottom element, the earth element, starts to change. The earth element, the form of the earth element, starts to dissolve up. It melts away and is absorbed up into the water element. Earth dissolves into water. Water element, the white sphere or globe of the water element, also in turn starts to melt dissolve away, and it's absorbed up into the fiery cone of the fire element. It's completely absorbed in the fire element. Water dissolves into fire. Once that process has completed, the fire begins to dissolve up into air. The red cone shape starts to dissolve and melt upwards. It's absorbed into the green air element. Fire dissolves into air. Green dish of air begins to dissolve and melt. And it dissolves as it melts upwards, and it's absorbed into the many coloured drop of space. So air dissolves into space. So we're just left with this multicolored drop in the middle of space, in the middle of the blue sky, which is also a kind of space, but it represents consciousness. And the last thing to happen, or almost the last thing to happen, is the space element, the iridescent drop, multicolored drop, dissolves into the surrounding blue sky. Space dissolves into awareness. finally, the element of awareness or consciousness, which is represented by the blue sky, simply fades away. The blue sky simply dissolves. So, well.